God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nurture and strengthen and encourage and lift us up as those redeemed in Jesus who are walking the path of life. It's from the epistle lesson. This word of Romans, Paul is writing to the believers that are living in the catacombs underneath the streets of Rome. He's also writing to us. And the first verse gives us an indication about us as those believers who are living in the world. When Paul writes, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." In chapter 7, just before this, the Apostle Paul is writing about sin. The sin that dwells in me controls me. The good that I wish to do, I cannot do because sin is dwelling in me. And now he takes us, believers in Jesus, to that first verse. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he continues to tell us that we are different kinds of people. And yet we know that there is nothing new underneath the sun, that we sin, we're forgiven, and we sin again, we're forgiven, and we sin again, and we're forgiven, and we are made new in Christ. But remember, there is nothing new underneath the sun. The scorpion saw the beaver, and he came up to the beaver and he said, "Hey, I got a proposition for you. Take me across this river and I won't sting you." "Ah, that's ludicrous," the beaver said. "I know you. I'll start to swim over with you on my back and you'll sting me." "What do you mean I'm going to sting you?" said the scorpion. "You know, if I sting you, and we will both drown." "Hey, now that's logical," the beaver's saying. "You know, why don't you hop on my back? I'll take you across the river. Hop on, we'll go." So they're getting going and the beaver's swimming. All of a sudden, in the middle of the river, the scorpion takes out and stings that beaver with a big sting. And the beaver looks back at the scorpion as they're starting to sink. He says, "Why did you do that? You told me it was not logical for you to sting me." He says, "I don't think logically because it's my nature to sting you." I want you to think about that as you think about your life. Oh, you know, we don't want to sin. And we think it's logical because Christ has come and he has redeemed us from all sin. And now we sin again. We don't do the good that we wish to do because it's sin dwelling in us. And then Paul brings us to the great hope that he has for us in the message of the Holy Spirit coming to us. And he says, "Now, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And as he does that, through this whole chapter of 8th chapter of the book of Romans, he's infiltrating into us this news of good, of grace, of peace, and of joy in Christ. It's a message that you and I need to hear. We're living in a horrible world. We're living in a world that we hear all this horribleness. We hear of gunshots ringing out. We hear of people being killed, innocent people. Gun being brought to school by a child and shoots his teacher. This is the world we're living in, and yet God infiltrates our hearts and our lives with the good news. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he gives us the Spirit. The Spirit came into our hearts and our lives when the pastor baptized us, saying, "I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So that Spirit came into us and grabbed hold of our hearts and our lives and tells us we are new people. And thus, being those new people, he gives us the power and the strength to share that good news with those around us, with those who are suffering. We know them because we've been there. We've suffered, or we've engaged with all the kinds of suffering around us, broken bones, broken hearts, broken lives, death and dying, sickness, getting old. All of these sorts of things are around us. And yet God infiltrates our hearts and our minds with this joy and peace in Christ. And by thus doing so, he gives us the power through this Holy Spirit to share the words of Jesus with those around us. The words of life and forgiveness. When Jesus says from the cross, "Forgive them for what they do," he is saying that same word for us in our lives, to forgive the sin that we have committed against each other, against our spouses, against our children. God is forgiving our sin. And as he does forgive our sin, he gives us the power to share the love of Christ with others around us. Just like the scorpion says to the beaver as they're sinking, I'm not thinking logically because this is what by nature I am. By nature, we are sinful beings. And Paul even says, by nature, we are hostile to God. We're blind to God. And this is what the Spirit does. He comes in and he wipes away the blindness so that we can see Christ. We can see the one who died for us and rose again to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. And this Spirit empowers us as he's living in us through word and sacrament, through God's word and the Bible. And God gives us that word to read each and every day of our lives. And as we do, we hear about the bones and the flesh and the sinews coming together as the prophet Ezekiel is standing there and watching how God operates. How God brings together a broken life, broken bones, and breathes into them the life of the Spirit. And that life of the Spirit is being breathed into us through the Word and through the sacrament of Holy Baptism and the sacrament of Holy Communion. So God is breathing into us that power of the Spirit. And that Spirit takes stubborn, obstinate people, and he uses them. He uses us to build up and encourage one another, whether it's by phone calls or mailing emails or notes or whatever it is. God uses us and his power and his strength to share Jesus. You see, that's what our job is. To share Jesus. And as we share Jesus, we're sowing the seed of peace and joy and love and forgiveness in Christ. So we are alive in the Spirit. Each and every one of us is alive in that Spirit, because that Spirit is living in us through the Word and Sacrament. And He's using our hands. He's using our voices. He's using our feet so that we may be able to share the gospel of peace and joy in Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.